You're listening to Pod 4 Ham, a podcast that's all about the musical Hamilton, taking it one track at a time. Every episode features different groups of interesting people talking about a single track from the original Broadway cast recording of Hamilton. Visit us online at pod4ham, that's the numeral 4, .com. Follow us on Twitter at pod4ham, or you can visit The Incomparable at theincomparable.com.
I may not live to see our glory.
I may not live to see our glory.
But I will gladly join the fight.
But I will gladly join the fight.
And when our children tell our story.
And when our children tell our story.
They'll tell the story of tonight.
Hello, Pod for Ham listeners. I am Serenity Caldwell.
I'm Michael Johnson.
I'm Rachel Donner.
And I'm David J. Lohr. And on this episode, we're talking about the story of tonight.
Story of tonight. Because I have to sing in every episode, apparently.
Requirement. I think that's a safe assumption, yes.
So I'll start with the fact of sort of who's singing, and which can be a little not obvious because it's four guys and there's not that many lyrics. And so it's Hamilton, Lafayette, John Laurens, and Hercules Mulligan, as far as I know. And part of what's confusing about that a little bit is the actor who plays John Laurens, as opposed to the one who plays Lafayette, doesn't really have a different sound to their voice when they're singing. So if you've listened to it as many times as we all have, you know, you're kind of like, why is Philip in the bar? but it did feel like my initial reaction to this was I felt like this was his homage to either Les Mis or Rent. And I went back and I couldn't quite find the song that it was sort of riffing on, but it definitely felt like that. I don't know what you guys think.
It's definitely the ABC Cafe song from Les Mis in terms of the setup for the revolution and the people you need to care about.
Yeah, it's I believe the song's Drink With Me, I believe. And actually, Lin-Manuel Miranda actually replied to somebody on Twitter who was like, is this your homage to Drink With Me? Because it really sounds like it. And Lin-Manuel replies, no, that's actually from a song I wrote when I was 16, but I did want it to feel like that, so you're not wrong.
Oh, okay. So good.
So it's like,
okay.
There are a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of Les Mis in Hamilton in a good way, in a wonderful way.
Well, it also, it reminds me of The Last Supper in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's they're all gathered together. This may be the first time, the last time, they just don't know, but they know that this is a historic moment and they are doing more than just sitting around drinking, and they're going to do more with their lives than go off and be lawyers and such.
Yeah. Michael, were you thinking of the song Will I from Rent? The Will I Lose My Dignity? Will Someone Care? Like that round? Because that definitely reminds me of this song to a somewhat because of the musical layering. But also, I don't know, it's an interesting parallel to me.
Well, and the simplicity of it, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. The simplicity of it is also, I mean, I actually saw Rent. I lived in New York in 95, and I actually saw the original cast like a couple weeks after it had opened. And no, but what I mean is, like, so that's a different show for me in that I remember seeing it and then months later listening to the recording of it versus this thing, which I still haven't seen. I'll see it in a couple of weeks, but hopefully, and no winter storms. And so I'm visualizing what this looks like. And when I visualize it, I kind of see the set of Rent of like these guys sitting around this long table and they're drinking and they're kind of, you know, it's like, yeah.
You're not entirely wrong. having seen it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we okay. Do. So, Rachel, you've seen the show.
Yes.
Oh, you're
You're the ringer.
Yeah.
I have the greatest mother in the world who bought this for me as a birthday present. So.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yeah.
My mother offered to buy me tickets as a birthday present, but unfortunately, tickets are sold out for quite some time. So there's that problem.
It's for your 40th birthday, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What I really love about this song is actually the musical layering that happens in it. there's I have a real sucker for, it's not quite a round, but I love rounds, and I love the idea of layering harmonies and vocals on top of each other and just creating this, you know, this big world and this big space with relatively little orchestration. It's really just, it's a little bit of strings and just layering the different boys' voices on top of each other. I love listening to this song, not just in order and as part of the show, but I feel like this is a song I suspect might make it out of Hamilton as Hamilton. Like, this is a song that you might see people use, again, not spoiling anything for other versions of this song later in the show, but to weddings or to graduations, things like, I feel like 10 years from now, we're going, or maybe even less than that, we're going to see this in a graduation ceremony with like the chorus being like, raise a glass to the four of us, tomorrow there'll be more of us. I don't know. It has that kind of gravitas to me.
Yeah. The interesting part for me on that though, is that it's not as clever, and I don't mean that in a bad way, as the rest of the show for me. This one is a little bit of I don't know. It's just, I think it's very nice, but it does feel like it's, I mean, maybe if I knew more about hip hop, I would realize every other reference that's being made and every other thing. And so that every single song is referencing 27 things I don't know. But this one really felt like, this is a very simple, pretty song. And it just didn't, I mean, as opposed to, you know, the other song we'll talk about, which is super interesting to me. And I'm not at all sophisticated with regards to the musicality of these things. So I don't have the language to talk about that, but this seems very simple to me. And so it's less interesting to me.
I think that's intentional because, in other songs, he's talked about how he sort of set up Lawrence and Lafayette and Mulligan as a very simple form of hip hop, and Hamilton comes in and he is, you know, decades beyond. He's doing a whole other kind of language, right? And this is kind of, I feel like this is Hamilton coming down and welcoming them in and saying, we are all part of this, and I'm going to be simpler to help you guys in, and we're all going to be part of this together. And when it does come back later, not to spoil anything, it's a little bit more sophisticated, I think. The partly just the meaning of it is more sophisticated, but
the meaning, the music,
the intricacy of it is just a little bit more.
Maybe that, because I wrote down the lines here. And so the first two lines from Hamilton are, I may not live to see our glory, but I will gladly join the fight. And so, yeah, it sort of lines up with what you're saying, of where it's like, oh, you guys are a group, and I'm coming over and joining you. So yeah, that's
right.
Cool.
It is kind of like a very simple drinking song. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
I also appreciate that it's just, I mean, My Shot is arguably one of the biggest, you know, grandiose numbers of the show. Not even having seen the show, but just seeing clips and hearing My Shot. Like, My Shot screams full orchestration, full, you know, all members of the cast on stage doing crazy stuff. And being able to go into this kind of this beautiful little aside where, all right, we've gotten this great, you know, we've gotten this massive introduction to Hamilton and this introduction to these characters. Now let's bring things down, contain the energy, and get ready to ramp up into a different area.
Well, it's like later that night in the bar, and, you know, more of the people have filtered out, and now it's just the core people who are left, right?
Yeah, I think, though, it does parallel that character journey, because you have Aaron Burr, where Hamilton is kind of the observer and comes in at the end. And then you go to My Shot, where he's like, here I am, world. And then sort of the story of tonight, it goes back into the group setting, but now he's leading the group. Like, he sings first, you know? So it's sort of him taking over this revolutionary circle in three songs.
And I love how, you know, obviously Hamilton is single cast all the way through, but everybody else in this song is double cast somewhere else in the show, which
yeah,
is a nice touch.
It's interesting. Yeah, I didn't realize actually till I went and looked it up, because I don't really notice Madison in the songs,
right?
And but I recognize Hercules Mulligan, who is a real person, which that totally freaks me out. But
that's the perfect name.
I love that name.
I know it's anyway. But I love that he was Irish too with the Mulligan. But but yeah, that's a really Yeah, it's interesting because I'm not sure the actor, but the guy who it's both Madison and Hercules Mulligan. But yeah, I think it's a good point of where introducing the some of the key players here.
And one of the things that the first time I listened to this, I mean, when I studiously stayed away from when it was, you know, it was streaming at the NPR site and everybody's like, oh, you got to see this, you got to listen to this. Like I bought the CDs, you know, months in advance. I was like, I'm going to wait until they're here so I can have the words and do this. And the day they came, I was very busy. So I didn't get to it until very late at night. And my 14-year-old, who is not a musical theater guy, was like, oh, what's this? Ah, it's Hamilton. Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. And we put it on and we ended up listening to the first disc of it until like 2 a.m. We were just like, oh, my God. And the thing in this that just started making me laugh right off the bat was, let's have another round tonight. And it's because it's a musical round and it's a round of drinks. And it's a very simple joke, but it's a fun joke.
It's clever even in the simplicity.
Yes.
It's so clever. I didn't get it.
It is definitely, I think, one of the more traditional musical tracks in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could see it like being musical in some theater other show. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it is a very simple song. There's not, it comes back as a leitmotif through the rest of the show. And yeah, I mean, it touches on history is watching them. Who's going to tell their story? What is their legacy? But it's a very simple, it's not making a big deal of it.
Well, and especially with that raise a glass to freedom line, that's the first time it's mentioned, I believe, which is Hamilton's second to last line in the show, I believe.
Now you're showing off.
And now I'm about to cry because I'm picturing that moment in the show.
Anyway, hi.
All right.
We're talking about a different song.
Yes. We can't spoil it for that panel. Well, for the story of tonight, I'm Serenity Caldwell.
Michael Johnson.
Rachel Donner.
And David J. Lohr.
And we hope you enjoyed another episode of Pod for Ham.
They'll tell the story of tonight.